No, hell, you got some heavy wire on, so that helps. I mean, especially for tension. You know, it'll help with the keep the band nice and wide. But no, everything looks good. I have a check to see what you had for a coil. What do you got on that? 4-1, 9-1.
No, there's no bound, it's just straight. If you really want to have a good setup, your bound should be at your radio. What I do is I got just a 1-1 bound going to my 80 meter. I don't use a 4-1 or a 64-1 or whatever. Or whatever on that, just a 1-1 there by the radio, actually coming off the radio into the main running off, and that's all I've run. That, or you put it up at the apex, you can put it there too. Just a 1-1 in line. But yeah, there's no bound, it's just a straight feed through type connector there.
Okay, so basically it's that choke. Yep. Because it should be resident, so you shouldn't need anything. So, as long as she comes down at 50 ohms, we're all good to go. So the choke, yeah. Usually, if you use the antenna wire, coax, or more antenna, that's where, you know, like with my POTA antenna, I got this built-in choke on the end of it, and I put that towards the antenna, because it's not a resident antenna, so I want to keep all the RF off the coax coming to the radio. So I hook it up to the antenna. But if you need longer for tuning, you can flip it around. So I understand. Gotcha. Okay, KCI.